Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es chale Perik Dalid Mishnah Vav. Quick chazara on things you should know already by now. And if not, now's a good time to learn about it. Remember what Demai is? Tua that's purchased from Amma Oretz, we're not sure whether he separated everything he was supposed to. Chala's Demai is chala that was separated from a dough where there's a suffix if it's mechuyev and chala or not. Now the suffix could be in different ways. Could be he bought it from a person that maybe didn't separate chala. It also could be, in this case, he made a dough and he doesn't remember, did I separate chala or not? So in this case, that's what we're calling chala's demai. Basically, it's dough that maybe is mechuyev chala, maybe not. And not only that, it became tamei. I have a lot of problems with these doughs. It's tamei. I don't know if I took off chala or not. So what I would like to do is, I want to take a regular piece of dough. I know for sure no challah was taken from it. It's tahar. And I want to say, this should be my challah on all the demai that I have over here. And you can do so. Wait a second. Well, let's say the dough I have here is not demai. It's not suffik. Let's say I know for sure I didn't take off challah. And it's tahar. Then I can't just take a dough and say this dough should be for that? So first of all, there's an issue of shaloi min amalek, if we learned about this. You can't take from one thing to fix something else. They have to be next to each other. But if it's chalas demai, you can take it even shaloi min amalek. So this that I can stand in one room and say, this dough over here, this Torah de Gadol should be chala for all those doughs in a different room, let's say, that I could only do if it was chalas demai. This that I can take a piece of dough that's tar and say, this should be chala. For that dough that's tameh, that you can only do by chalas demai. So let's say I buy tuva from an Am Aretz. The din is you're allowed to feed it to poor people or to guests. That's what the Mishnah says in Masechet is Demai. But I have to separate challah. So I have this Eitzah. Let's see our Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Noitel Adam, Kidei Challah, Mishnah Vav, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Vav, a person can take a piece of dough that has enough of the shear in it. Me'isa from a dough shalehur mechalasa, that he did not separate challah yet. He's going to guard this piece. It should stay tahar. And liyas mafresh alav v'halach, he can continue to use from this piece. It should be chala. He's using this to separate chala on chalas demai, on these chalas demai which are only mechuyev as a suffik, even if they're tamei. And he can continue to do this ad shetisarach, until this piece that he took from the tar de gado, that for sure no challah was taken from until it physically is no longer royally achila. And the reason he can do this, the Mishnah explains, is because shechalas demai nitelas can be taken in a tar la tame, eaten from something that is tar on something that is tame, which he's doing over here, ushaloy min amukav. And challas demai can also be taken even if it's not near the dough that you're taking it for. But if this was regular dough that I know for sure no challah was taken from, it's not a suffix, I would not be able to take dough from someplace else to fix it. And if it was tamei, I could not take dough from someplace else, bichlal, because you can't separate from tamei on tar. But because it's chalas demai, you can. Now, normally, you can also not separate min hara la yafa, from something that's not so good, to fix something that is good. But with demai, you can. That's why the Mishnah stresses over here, that even though the dough that I took, then I'm going to use this as challah for the other doughs, it starts to decay, and maybe it's not even as good as those other doughs are. Because those other doughs are challahs demai, I can continue to use this as challah. Because with challahs demai, you could take min hara ala yafa, from something that's not so good, on something that's good. That's what the Mishnah says, as long as it's edible. Ad shetisarach, at the point a person can't eat it, it's no good anymore. But until that point, even though it's not as good as the chalas demai I'm fixing, you can, again, because it's chalas demai. So once again, I can take dough that is tahar and say, this is going to be my chala. I know for sure I didn't take chala from this. This is going to be my chala for chalas demai, for suffik chala, even if that's tamei, even if the chalas demai are tamei. I could only do it by chalas demai because I have these three kulais that we discussed. I can take, when it comes to chalas demai, shaloi min amukav, even if it's not near each other. Mukav means it's close, it's like in one circle, like a kafais. I can take it from Tahar on something that's Tameh, and as we explained, the Mefarshim explained over here, even Minara La Yafa, from something that is inferior to something that's better, and that's why you can continue to use this dough until it's mamish, no longer fit for a person to eat. Only at that point can you no longer use it.